Welcome everyone to This Is It. I'm your co-host Corey Roy, along my partner Crime Hollywood. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? It's your boy Hollywood DA here, just chilling in the building. Watch this episode. Excited to talk about it. Give my thoughts. The highs and the lows. If the highs were high and the lows were low, that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Peaks all right. And valleys.
Well, as always, man, I'm joined my man Phenom. What's going on, brother?
Yo, Phenom 202 DDA representative. Yo, man. I mean, I feel great today. I look great today. My mind is clear. I watched this episode this morning. And, you know, I'm going to piggyback off my man, Ollie. There were some highs and there were some lows. And I'll keep it at that.
All right.
I just want to shout out his positivity, yo. He's not listening to the mirror. And you
he worked
me.
On that.
Yes, he did. He was. I'm good enough, strong enough.
And doggone it, people like
it. with the Al Franken joint, huh? Okay.
I was thinking Michael Jordan, but you went Al Franken.
Oh my goodness! And last but not least, as always, joining us again, the lovely Cola. Cola, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Excited to be here as always, you know? And yeah, I guess since we're piggybacking, might as well do the same. There were some highs and there were some mighty lows.
That's what's
up. We're going to get through it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get through it. Look, before we get started on this episode, I want everybody to know, before you do anything, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and come on this ride with us. We definitely want to hear your thoughts and comments on the show and everything else we got going on in this channel. So we're just going to go ahead and get into this episode. This episode really starts off right where episode 3 ended off. You have Jack holding the Ronin sword and he's holding it up against Hawkeye's neck. And of course, nothing happens because nothing really could happen because the episode would be over. And we still got more episodes left in this series. So pretty much at this point, we're going to go around the horn to kind of get everybody's thoughts on what they thought overall this episode. I was going to go to Ollie, but I'm not now. I was going to go to Cola, but I'm not now. So
I'm going to go to Toby. What if you would just be like, ha, 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 ha. Throat, some blood spurred out. Be like, oh, shit. It's a whole new show, but go ahead. Game of Thrones, yeah. And Hawkeye.
I know, right? So, Phenom, we'll go to you, man. What were your overall thoughts of this episode? And we'll go around the horn from there.
I mean, it was like a low, high, low sandwich, man. And then with a little sprinkle of high at the end, yo. So, I mean, but like at the beginning, like you said, you know, sword comes out to Hawkeye's neck. And then after that, they powwow and drinking tea and shit. And like, oh, it's an Avenger in my house. Not to think like, yo, oh shit, there is an Avenger in my house, so they must know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, I was just like, this shit is stupid. Off the rip, I'm like, this shit is stupid, yo. It was like a wasted scene to me. So, but I mean, there was a lot of wasted scenes in this episode, but you know, the fight scenes always saved episodes, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Cola, what were the overall thoughts of episode 4?
For the most part, I thought it was pretty dry. Mm. You know, like after the last episode, I was like, okay, now we're really going to get into it. Things are going to start picking up. Mm. And then we started off with this and I'm like, seriously? So we're back to the dry 1 and 2, you know? Mm-hmm. it was like
I know how you feel about the actress. Yeah.
Yes, I'm like she talked way too much, and you know, again, we're right back to the white privilege thing because everything he told her to do, she was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna do this instead. You know.
Oh, super facts.
And look, Cola's new to this.
Chest naked.
Funny episode. Yeah, as Phenom said, chest naked. Are you on flex? You don't go out. This is her first experience, Matt. You know, he always wanders in every now and then. Yeah. Chest out, chest naked. That's what he like to flex sometimes. But it is.
So we'll go to you, Ollie, man. What was your overall thoughts of this episode?
I'm with everybody else. I mean, highs, lows. I mean, waste to me, like, you know what I'm saying, wasted scenes, like the all that first scene, whatever. Like, we want to make it like Jack some, I ain't gonna say like some super villain or whatever, but he runs like a criminal organization, we find this and that. Yeah. But he isn't on notice that your boy just took the sword that was sitting out there, his prize sword. He just spent $1 million with that at auction.
Yeah. Right in the open.
He didn't spend any money. He took it.
Yeah, he stole that shit.
He stole it.
Trust me.
He's gonna keep an eye on that though. It's always gonna be.
Oh, like, yeah, no doubt. I'm not sitting like, that shit down nowhere. Yeah.
But it was just like, I mean, then all that, it's like they spent time building up where she might like your boy Jack, you know, when he was doing all the stuff with her mama, the dance, this and that. Chestnuts roasting on the like singing and stuff. Yeah. And then to do that, to waste 10 minutes doing that just for the next scene with her and your boy Hawkeye, just to be like, yeah, he runs the sweatsuit people. Like, like, why even like build it up? Like, she's don't like him just to end it. Like, you know what I mean? This shit was,
I guess maybe to implement doubt, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there might be a little bit of doubt. Maybe I'm wrong. And then he's just like, nah, you're right.
Yeah. Because she, but that's go ahead, Phoenix.
No, because like, even what Wakola said about even the dialogue, like, you know, with them dancing and stuff like that, it was cute. But even when they first sat on the couch, she's like, yeah, Hawkeye's my partner. He's like, I'm not her partner. They're like, oh, my friend. I'm not her friend. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, I'm like, that shit was like so, like, but right. Then when he's walking out, she's like, then the mom is like, yo, don't get my daughter killed. I'm not going to get your daughter killed. Like, that shit like that.
Are you Hawkeye or Batman?
I mean, that's how he talks. Talking about that last time. Hawkeye is the Batman. Yeah, you
know what I'm saying? I was born in the darkness.
So that's the Bane.
That.
That's them, Bane. Bane like, I was born in the dark.
I was born in the darkness.
That's all I'm saying to me. Bane Batman on helium. Really, good Batman, little helium, and you get Bane.
Let me ask you guys this question: when after Hawkeye left, and then the mother goes in and makes a phone call, and actually texts some, I think she texts somebody, but she definitely makes a phone call and says, "Hey, I gotta talk to you. Call me back. It's urgent." Any idea who you think she's talking to at this point? I have my speculations. I think it's Kingpin, but I'll go around and say who else ever I think it is.
I think it's Wilson Fisk.
You unanimous.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, doing a good job, yo, of hiding shit. So, I mean.
But I mean, it was so bootleg that they started that and then it just ended like that. I'm like, seriously, nothing else in the episode came out on this at all, you know?
That's true. Yeah. Which makes me wonder, like, how are they going to squeeze this in? I mean, we only got two episodes.
Yeah, that sounds like it's only two left.
Only two episodes. I mean, and there was some introduction of characters, which we'll get to in this episode. That's like, okay, you just introduced Echo the last episode, and then we introduce another character later on. It's like, okay, like, damn, we ain't even got to the big bad yet, but it's kind of crazy. So going after
I'm sorry, yo, I'm a grown man. I can't hear somebody say the big bad, yo, the villain. We ain't got to the big villain.
We ain't got the
I don't call, the only big bad I know, the big bad I know is like Meg Stallion, Cherokee, somebody, yo.
See,
I know
hold on.
Another man, a big bad.
What happened last time that I said the big baddie.
And that's you said the baddie last time.
Even worse. All right. If a man was talking, you know, y'all snuggled up, y'all watching TV, you know what I'm saying? Superman up there fighting somebody. I don't even know. I'm trying to think who's Superman's villain.
Besides Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, but he, but I guess he ain't swole, but somebody, just, he was like, yo, that's the big baddie on right there, yo. How would you feel?
Look, we'll get off that subject, yo.
But go ahead. I'm sorry, man. I took this off track.
Nah, it's good, man. So, like, I know Phoenix earlier was talking about how, you know, they built the scene up with Jack and him with the mom and them making her feel all good and Kate having this thought of like, okay, maybe this guy's not so bad. And then the next scene, you hear that Jack Duquesne is a part of, he's laundering money for the tracksuit mafia. So they've already said he's a bad guy. We know he's not the bad guy. But then after that, they start talking about this damn watch because Clint is talking to his wife. What do y'all guys think is up with this Rolex watch? Because this is the first time they brought it up since episode one.
Wait, first, before we even get to the watch, can we even consider what's going on with the wife?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, was she a spy? Because I'm over here, like, I just thought she was a basic housewife. And then next thing I know, like, she's over here speaking German on the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She a rider.
She's doing intel for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did she start doing intel? Like, I was not aware of any of this.
That's a good point.
Because when they did the test, because I stopped, I was like, Laura, because in my head, I'm like, who the fuck is Laura? Because I ain't never know her name. Mm-hmm. And then when she called, I was like, he texted his wife? How'd she get that info? I'm with you, Cole. I was confused.
That is true. I mean, it may, because she might have been an agent or some double agent at some part, but they just wound up hooking up and wound up having kids together. And she went off the grid while he stayed on the grid. But maybe that's the whole thing about this watch. Like, it probably has stuff like that in this Rolex watch, which clearly they have intel, because later on he says, we got to really find this watch because there's people on there that we can't expose, you know, so she could be one of them. Like, we might find out that she actually could have been somebody back in the day, which would be, you know, but you're right. The wife, yo, she's speaking that Russian and all kinds of stuff around the kids. That
she was speaking
crazy.
German. I was like,
I'm German. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. That's not English. What is the, what's going on here? You know,
that's true.
Like, and she wasn't doing that any other time. What?
Istra 9 Berliner. That's what Kenny said.
He called it
a donut. And the Berliner is a donut. He's like, Istra 9 Berliner. I took German. That's how me and Fina met. Me and Fina met in German class.
Like, yo, that went right over my head, yo.
Mine too. I had no idea what was going on.
Or maybe, well, we didn't meet in that class, but that's when we got tight. We was like, oh, we was both in German. You
yeah, we was
German,
in German, German at the same time.
Because everybody took Spanish. You know, every black person in America took Spanish. We are the only people like, let's roll with French. It's been.
I took German. I mean, Spanish and French.
The language
didn't learn either one.
Well, yeah.
So what do you guys think about the whole, see, I didn't mind the bonding session. It seemed like after the action of the last episode, it came down this episode to go back into the action the next episode. And yes, it did go down a lot. So y'all didn't like any of that bonding that they had with the whole coin tossing and the drinks and all that?
The coin tossing, I know that's going to come back up at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's why it was just too obvious with that. Mm.
Yeah,
you already know he's gonna be tied up. She's gonna be like,
man, we used to play quarters back in the day. You know, we used to play quarters, you know, try to get the quarters close to the wall as possible. Wall. You know what I'm saying?
But not to make somebody unconscious, though. Like,
I mean, from 20 feet away,
20 feet away,
yeah, flicking the TV like, on.
She's like, show me. Well, one thing let me say about this about that scene, like, they were decorating the tree.
Right.
You know, they saw the family on, like, the dude hugging his kids on TV. And then she was like, man, I know he misses his kids. And then they start talking and stuff. And this is the part that got me. And this is why I was like, this nigga is tripping right now. Well, she was like, what's the shot that you wish you, your best shot or something like that? He's like, well, the shot I didn't take. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, tell me. She kept pressing him. He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then what did he do after
he started talking about?
He started talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's like,
He started monologuing.
Yeah. He's like,
he started monologuing. Right.
He was dead serious about it. He was like, I don't want to talk about it.
He did the Batman.
Yeah. And then he was like, you know, I was sent to kill somebody, and I didn't take a shot. And then she was like, was it Black Widow? Yeah, it was Black Widow. I didn't want to kill Natasha. That's why I didn't like the bonding scene, yo, because it was forced. It wasn't genuine, in my opinion, yo.
And it ended up being some bad foreshadowing to the end of the scene, end of this episode.
True. Yeah, because they talked about Natasha Romanoff, her and being Black Widow, his connection with that, which goes right into the next scene. They find out about the Rolex watch. That is what I hope I'm not skipping the scene here. Hold on, let me just double check. I'm sorry, I am skipping the scene. They're trying to get the arrows back. That's right. So they go to the Lars
Harpers.
they're going to be in this whole series. They're going to be the next episode.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got to give the bag back, you know. Yeah. So
eventually, yeah.
True. That it, I, you know what? As soon as she gave that bag to him, I was like, "It's a wrap. That bag is gone." That bag
right. Is gone. No. On this part, I got a question for y'all though.
What's that?
Yo, this cop committing theft on her job. She gonna lose her job for Hawkeye, yo. She was like, "Oh yeah, I'll go steal the bag, steal the arrows for you." Like that shit is
I will say that. But I will say it didn't really take much convincing. It was just
didn't. But see,
a young lady just walked up. She said, "I'm Hawkeye's assistant."
His and partner. She just believed her.
Let's just do it.
Nobody didn't take much
convincing at all.
But see, the way I was looking at it was because they're, you know, the LARPers, they're so into that whole anime and superhero type stuff, just being a part of it in a realistic way. She was like, "Oh my God, I'm all in, anything you need." But I get you though. Yeah, it was kind of like,
but Shorty was easy. Like, he said, all his stuff is in lockup. All his trick arrows are in lockup. Can you go get them for him? She was like, sure. You the police, yo. Like, you can't just walk into the evidence locker and check shit out.
I will say, and why police? You would have had to at least come with a little bag. You would have had a brown bag. If she would have had a brown bag and walked up and like, "I'm just going to leave this over here." It may or may not have some money in it. Can you help me? And they'd be like, "I don't know if I can help you. I'm just going to walk that way towards the bag." And I may or may not pick it up. And then I'm like, all right, that made a little bit more sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know we're going to see him again. Yes. And it's either going to be episode 6 when they get those new costumes that they're supposed to get. And Kate Bishop and Hawkeye get the new costumes or whatever. But we're going to see them all through the rest of this episode. They ain't going nowhere. Yeah. And I'm actually thinking they're going to save them. Doing something.
I was about to say they're about to get new uniforms. They're gonna show up.
Yep.
And they're gonna help Hawkeye out in some way, shape, or fashion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're already foreshadowing that. You can already see it. Yep. I'm just right there with you. So then it goes to where the action starts to pick up. But as Cola, you said earlier, freaking Kate Bishop, white privilege. They're sitting it. They finally got the situation where they know where the Rolex is. They got a beep that it's in this particular complex, this apartment, and Hawkeye and Kate Bishop at the top. Hawkeye's setting up the plans. And as soon as he's telling the plans, Kate Bishop walks in on her own free will to go do it her way. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
and
of course,
things
go south.
Better what she's doing. Like, oh, I'm talking to an Avenger.
Right.
Here right now.
He so thought Cola, she was crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you, Cola, did you think that was Echo's? Did you think that was Echo's apartment when she first showed up there?
And actually, yeah, because when I saw the sensors going off, you know, I was like, okay, that looks like it would be for somebody hearing impaired. So I figured that's what it was.
I didn't know. That's good.
My bad. I just, when you said that, it was like, because it was like, it's an alarm, but it was no noise. It was just lights.
Right, because
she wouldn't hear it anyway.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, whoa, this all makes sense now. It was just like bright lights. I was like, my bad. Go ahead. But you just opened my brain up to some shit.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, this whole ending scene though, like, you know, what were your thoughts on this whole? This is when the action picks up. So I know this is when typically you were feeling a little more in the episode. Echo shows up. Shit starts going south. What were your whole thoughts of this ending scene?
Well, you know, when he was fighting somebody on the roof, you know, clearly it wasn't Echo, right?
Right.
In my mind, I was actually thinking it might have been Kate's mom.
Mm. That's what I thought it was too. I thought it was too.
Especially since, like, she like tried to help her get through the zip line.
True.
And when she pushed her off of the building, she made sure she was strapped so she didn't fall. You know, so I was like.
Me too. I'm thinking. I say, Kate's mama whipping ass right now.
Right.
That's exactly what my first thought was.
That's good. I'm going to be honest. I had no idea who it was. I kept thinking, who the hell is this? And it didn't hit me until she hit him with the electricity from her wrist. And that's when my mind was like, oh my God, I know who it is. It's one of the Black Widows. And then I was like, it's probably God. I can't remember her name from Black Widow, but Natasha's sister. Elena.
Elena.
Yeah.
Elena.
So,
well, see, and I figured it was her because of the Superman pose, like the Black Widow pose that she did. Yeah. And she was like, she was teasing Scarlett about doing it. And then she's just like, oh, this feels good. You know, like, next thing you know, you see it again. And I'm like, okay, we see who you are now.
Yeah.
Well, she could have been playing homage to her too. You know what I'm saying? Because she's dead.
Because she's dead now. Yeah. Good one. But, let me ask you, go ahead, Ollie. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I knew who it was because I watched last week's episode on Disney Plus Extra Extra.
Oh, okay.
And my joy had her in the previews. And I remember I was like, yo, did y'all have this in the previews?
Oh,
like, this was not in any of the previews. Mm. So I'm wondering if it was like a fan-made preview or something.
Could have been.
Because it had her in the joint. So as soon as it started, when he was like, yo, I'm fighting somebody too, and they saw, I was like, oh, yo, there she go.
Mm. So you already know about it, and Phenom and Cola thought it was the mom. God, I didn't even think it was the mom. That's a good ass guess. That would be good,
though.
That would have been good.
That would have been good.
Oh, my God. That would have been great. But, of course, you know, we find out that it's Elena from The Widows. And I thought that was dope at that time. I didn't think she was going to reveal herself. I thought she was going to keep the mask on the whole time. And then maybe the next episode.
He took it off of her.
Yes, he eventually took it off of her. And then she decided to turn around and showed herself. And then Kate Bishop, of course, had the arrow. Of course, you know, she wasn't going to shoot her. But it was dope, though. I mean, what do you think of it? I thought it was dope. Yeah.
I mean, the part when they was on the roof and they was setting up the operation to get into there. Like, I don't know if you remember the movie National Security with Martin and Steve Zane. And there was a similar episode where they was on a roof staking out the bad guy's house and he was talking and Martin was already climbing up the goddamn fire escape. Getting there. It took me back to that. But then I'm like, you know, you get into the apartment, you get in, get out. Everybody knows you get in, get out. She's walking around. But she did see, you know, the list with Laura's name on it, all his kids is on it. She's like, yo, somebody's watching your kids. Somebody know where your kids are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yo, you need to get up out of there. It was too late after that.
Which we know that person is Echo now, because as we saw in the previous episode, we know she does not believe a damn thing that Hawkeye is saying about Ronan. So for her mind, she's like, I'm going to uncover as much as I can on him. And eventually, probably I'll start to figure out that either he knows who Ronan is or he is Ronan, because she is on a mission. I mean, she got all the kids, their ages and everything down. So
except for the baby.
Except for the baby. Yeah.
Well, let's circle back a little bit too, because go ahead, Ollie.
No, I was going to say, because I don't have the brain fart, because at one point there was on the roof and somebody was pointing a gun at Kate and Ronan stepped in the way. Who was that? Was that Echo or was it?
That was Echo on the roof. Well, which part are you talking about? There were four people on the roof.
When
they
was on the roof
time.
Fight, yeah, when they were fighting, at one point somebody pointed a gun at Kate and Echo stepped in front. And I was like, yo, why don't you just shoot them both? Like, shoot them.
I don't remember Echo. I don't remember her.
I'll bring it.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember that. I remember Kate shooting and hitting Echo in the shoulder, and then Echo be like,
somebody pulled a gun, and somebody was about to shoot Kate, and Echo, Hawkeye stepped in. Hawkeye stepped in front, and they hesitated, and then some other shit happened. But I figured it.
I don't remember anybody stepping in front.
Because either one of them, I was like, yo, why did y'all just shoot them both?
I need to go back and look at that. I can't remember that.
I don't remember that either. Yeah, you must have got that.
No, you got them.
That Disney
Plus. I might get the bootleg again.
You got the director's cut out that motherfucker.
For real, yo.
Well, let me circle back real quick, because we did miss one important scene, I think, is when Hawkeye stuck up on Homeboy in his car.
Yeah, Echo's lieutenant.
Echo's lieutenant, and you know, disarmed the whole vehicle so he couldn't reach for his stuff. But he was really planting some jewels in his head, but dude still just wanted to murk him. You know what I'm saying? Like, reach for his gun, won't there. Reach for his nice box cutter, none of that stuff there. But he realized Hawkeye was making sense.
Yeah.
At the same time, he's like, he ain't know what to do. Do I kill him? Do I talk to the big guy to, you know, let him know what Echo might jeopardize, you know, their whole operation for vengeance.
Yeah.
So that I thought that was, he was planting the seed in his head. So I'm kind of seeing, I want to see how that storyline is going to go too. So.
Oh, I do want to talk about that too, because it just triggered a memory or whatever. Weren't they still looking for the watch? Like that whole time, weren't they still looking for the watch, but it was in Echo's house? So how are they looking for the watch and it's in Echo's house?
Yeah, last episode. Oh,
that's true.
Because they had the sweatsuit.
Tracksuit.
There you go. Mm. I was thinking Sonic suit or some shit.
You would think
yeah,
Nelly.
Tracksuit. But no, yeah. There you go, Nelly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Velour. If it's a velour, look. If it ain't velour, it ain't real. But no, because they had mentioned about them not finding it.
They did.
Right. Because they had mentioned about, like, where's find the watch. And she got the watch.
So she got the watch.
Yeah.
And she's supposedly the leader of this whole thing, but they're still looking for the watch. Why? Mm.
That's a good question. It makes you wonder, like, what is her motive? Is she doing something outside of which, see, now my mind started to think, like, is this a writing issue? Did somebody fuck up the writing and forget something? Or is this really going to come back later? Like, you know, she was trying to do her own scheme in the scheme all along to figure out exactly what's going on. Ooh, that's a good one. I like that scene too. The only thing that I didn't like was Hawkeye had a gun to this guy's back in the back seat. And he tried to pull the visor down, look for a knife.
So again, it was a little knife too. Hawkeye was like, "What this little?"
like, come on, dude! Like, by the time you put a knife down, pull it out, and turn around, you're
dead, yo.
You go.
He said, "Paper cuts hurt too."
That dude must have went to the.
If you hold anything in two fingers like this, yo, it ain't that ain't what you want, yo. He was like, "You want this little knife?"
Yeah, I'm like, he got reached out to see to get a box cut. He must have been watching that Detroit security guard dude doing training videos or some shit, yo. Yeah, like how to disarm niggas, yo.
Nah, right. That shit happened, yo. Nah. But yeah, that was a good scene. I definitely think you guys are hitting something there. That is definitely going to come up later. Like, he's going to betray or something's going to happen later with that. But see, that's the thing. There's so many storylines going on now that they've introduced Yelena or Yelena. I'm sorry. I keep saying her name. Yelena. What the hell are they going to do now? We got two
Kingpin coming next.
That's what they say. So let me ask you guys, this is a really good question. With only two episodes left, do you think we're actually going to see the Kingpin, or are they going to, is he going to show up in season two?
Because I think he's going to be like Thanos and show up on episode six at the very end, you know, and he's going to go into like the next, whatever the next show is, you know?
What about Daredevil. You, Fina?
I think he's going to show up in Daredevil. I think they might tease him in this because, you know, Kevin Feige already said Daredevil's coming back. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's going to be in this episode or what, where in the MCU, or is he going to bring back the whole series? Yeah. But Daredevil got Wilson Fisk hemmed up in the last one, beat his ass and, you know, took him to jail.
True.
So it would surprise me if you don't get to see, you know, Vincent D'Onofrio, love that guy, as Wilson Fisk, come in, show his face. It might be one of like a teaser, like Loki was, like, you know, they had like Jonathan Majors at the end of Loki. You know what I'm saying? It could be something like that.
You know what? I was thinking after this particular episode with them introducing Yelena as Black Widow and not seeing Wilson Fisk, and there only being two more episodes left, I was like, this is going to be exactly like Loki. We're going to see a clip or something of Wilson Fisk at the end, and then they're going to announce Hawkeye episode season two, because right now they've only said it's Hawkeye season one, but just like Loki, they didn't even say they were season two until the very end of season one, and then it's like, oh, guess what, we got season two coming out. I think they're going to do the same thing with Hawkeye. I think at the very end we want to see something of Wilson Fisk, and then they're going to announce season two of Hawkeye.
I don't think it's gonna be another season this year. This is like the lowest rated Disney joint that came out, and I'm hoping they just kill Hawkeye. I hope he gets home with his family. They unwrap some gifts. And then they be like, oh, wake up Christmas. They unwrap the gifts and that. And then later on that night, Yelena just comes.
I don't know. Deadpool.
And we move on. Well, let me. He's gonna have like the chance to kill her or some shit, and he's gonna look at her like Black Widow, be like, "I love your sister." But she's like, and then there's a move on, yo. Let's kill him. Let's dead him and move on.
Let's go around. Let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. Cola, you think they're going to get rid of Hawkeye in this season?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. I think he might go into retirement, but I don't think they're going to get rid of him.
Okay. I'm thinking the same thing. What about you, Phenom?
Hawkeye definitely got some naked pictures of the director or something, yo, because you know what I'm saying? He gonna turn up that card in to get another season out of it. I mean, Hawkeye's Hawkeye. I mean, like, I will say this, it's a lot better than I thought it was gonna be. And you know, we talked a lot of shit about Hawkeye over the last couple months with knowing he getting his own show.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what direction this show is going. I mean, like, who's the real villain? We got three fucking villains, like what's the fist?
Yeah.
Echo and Homeboy in the penthouse.
Yeah, Jack.
Jack Duquesne.
Yeah, Jack Duquesne and
the Wilson, mother.
The mother. Yeah, yeah, and Wilson Fisk and the Tracksuit Mafia. That's a lot of people.
And he's fighting them all by himself. Know what I'm saying? Yo, it's a lot, yo. I mean, it's really the action is kind of keeping it like head above WandaVision, but it's getting in WandaVision territory, in my opinion.
Oh, there you go again. Well, you know, it's
real close.
Well, then we'll go ahead and end this and just kind of recap the episode and let everybody's, you know, give their thoughts on the episode. I'm going to give my thoughts really quick. I thought the episode is great. I thought that it did have a latent period because it was so much action in the previous episode. So the way I look at this is like one long movie. After you got the high action, you got to have the little lows to give the beats of the storyline and then go back into the action. So I'm thinking episode 5 is going to be action packed. It's going to be a lot of action because they're going to try to figure out who's going to go where. At least that's what I'm hoping anyway. But overall, I'm worried about this episode because I don't see how they're going to cram everything into. I do not think they're going to kill Hawkeye. I think they're setting up for season 2. I do not, and I think Hawkeye is probably going to retire, but come back later. Because in the comics, he comes back later as a mentor to the new Avengers. And I think he's going to take this new band of Avengers and kind of be a mentor where everybody else is gone on. Like, you know, everybody else is gone. But Hawkeye would kind of be a mentor to that group because he's been there, done that. So that's my take on it. But so far, I'm still enjoying the season. I'm hoping they can wrap it up, stick the landing in episode 5 and 6, and we'll see if Wilson Fisk finally shows up. But we'll go around the horn. So I'm going to pick Cola.
I knew it. you know, if we're following your theory, then episodes 5 and 6 better be action packed because this one, you know, until the last 10 minutes, like not even 10 minutes, the last 8, 5, something like that was the only action that we really saw, you know, but overall, like I wasn't too impressed by this episode. But once again, I do have to give Marvel props because they did touch a lot on the PTSD things that, you know, soldiers go through. And you know, like everybody wants to be a superhero. Everybody wants to be a superhero. Mm-hmm. You have them on your underoos right now. You, Corey.
Me? Who? Me? I got called out.
But I'm saying, like, everybody wants to be a superhero, but they don't know everything that you're missing out and you're losing on because of it. Now he has hearing loss. Now he's not with his family. You know, at one point, his whole family, you know, died. Like, there's always something that goes with it. But that's the same thing as being a soldier, like, in the military or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, definitely. Super facts. Phenom, what are your overall thoughts of this episode?
I mean, like I said, it ebbed and flowed the whole episode. Well, I'm not even mad at the non-action parts. It's like, but it's clunky. It's like, it's not keeping my attention. I'm like, this is cheesy. But I will say this though. Marvel has got us watching this, well, this is like year 13 in a row.
Yeah.
From movies to TV shows. Mm-hmm. Once they introduce the Young Avengers, it's going to be another 15 to 30 years of this, bro.
True.
They got, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we're in the Marvel universe, you know what I mean? And we love to see it, no matter how trash, you know, some of the characters might be. Mm. I'm trying to figure who's gonna get the next, you know, 6-episode series, you know what I'm saying?
Good question. I think it's supposed to be Secret Invasion with Samuel L. Jackson, but I'm just speculating. Now that should be good. At least I've read the comics. That shit is good. But we'll see.
Because unlike y'all Marvel fanatics, I will bail on a Marvel show.
Oh my God.
With Quintus. I'll bail on the movie. I'm one of the people who haven't seen all the movies, even though I act like I have. I know the recaps. I ain't seen all the movies. Some of these movies, Age of Ultron was like one of the most boringest, longest movies I ever saw in my life.
Really?
Shut your mouth. Yeah.
I actually liked it. I liked it more than
Avengers, I was like, yo, it's Avengers.
Yeah, me too.
Every time I watch that shit, I be like, yo, this shit's long.
They're long.
Why is it so long? Oh, my God damn.
I like it.
Yeah, but don't worry. I mean, I still talk shit like I watched it.
What's the all right? So, in your opinion, Corey and Cola, what's the worst Marvel movie? I'm not talking about the Hulk before.
You're talking about movie, not
series. The series,
okay. And you're talking about in this MCU that they created, not the old. MCU. Okay, because I was about to say Fantastic Four.
No. It has to be within.
I'll say this. I watched both all the white Fantastic Fours. I made it all the way through. I didn't make it through Thor. Like the first Thor was like, I was like, yo, this is trash, beyond trash.
Oh, I like the first Thor.
The first Thor. I think for me, it's the second. It's the second Thor. That was absolute trash.
Which one was the second Thor?
The Dark World.
The one with the ether.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even watch that one at all. I didn't even attempt to watch that one because I was like, yo, the first one's trash.
This is trash. A lot of people are going to hate me for this.
Ragnarok wasn't funny. I wouldn't.
Ragnarok is one of the best.
Ragnarok was actually good.
And I watched it. I was like, "Oh shit, this is good." But that shit was more of a comedy than anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But that it was good though. It combined two movies into one. But we'll get off that. I mean, two comic book series into one. For me, my worst movie is two of them. I'm gonna get heat on the second one. Thor: The Dark World. I think is the worst of all the Marvel movies. And for me, a close second is Iron Man 3. I don't know.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Who was the villain in 3?
He kept regenerating his body.
He just had like this pill or something he was taking and he could get hot.
That was a money grab. That was a cash grab.
Yeah, that's not my favorite. I watch it just because, but I'm like, that's for me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, I do want to, circle back to what you were asking earlier about, like, the many villains that we have going on right now.
Yeah.
So you guys keep forgetting that this is a universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to get through all these villains right now. They're going to show up in another series. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come up. Yeah. So, don't think that, okay, episode 6, we're going to knock all these villains down. You know, it's going to be like one or two, maybe, and then the rest of them we're going to deal with later.
Yeah, true. We're definitely going to deal with Yelena later because we still got to deal with Yelena and Val. Kingpin's going to come back up again. We already know we're going to see Echo because she's been greenlit for a second series and she's going to show up in future movies. So yeah, you're right. We'll definitely see them again. Before we end this episode, great point, Cola. That was a hell of a good point. Ollie, we didn't get your thoughts, on this episode because we went off tangent a little bit, but I think I already know.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I wasn't mad at it. I watched it. I wasn't like mad that I watched it. I wasn't like, I wasted time watching this. But it wasn't like super great. Even with the reveal, you think with the reveal at the end, it would be like, oh, and I think this, I'm sure when they was in the writing room, that's what they thought. Everybody was gonna be like, oh, and maybe it's a lot of people out there going, oh, but I was.
So you saw that bootleg.
Yeah, I saw that bootleg. Even then, when I had the bootleg, it was like, it didn't, I don't know. It's like it didn't carry no weight to me for some reason. Honestly, that's what, and maybe that's what it is with this series. I don't need a series to be like the end of the world, but it's just like, why?
Does it feel like there's enough at stake? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, even personally, because it could just be like a personal, like the stake that Hawkeye has right now, because even though I was like, yo, he should die, I don't think he's gonna die. It's just him getting back to his family. Like,
yeah,
I don't need it to be like the world's gonna blow up, but like if all his personal stake is I just gotta get home for Christmas. Mm. Even though you've been a super spy for like 30 years, I'm sure you missed some Christmases.
Right.
And they used to. That's why the kids are like, oh, tired again, Dad. Like, come right. on. You know, like, we all know what, like.
Yeah, but this is the first Christmas after the blip, though.
Yeah, and that's, I keep hopping on that. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, go with your family, yo. You missed your family for 5 years. You missed them, and now you babysitting somebody, but then you trying to say it's not her. You got to bury this Ronin for good and all that stuff. I mean, like.
All right, I thought that was all bullshit anyway. So, yeah. Really, the only question is, like Cole said, we got to understand it's a multiverse. So, the only question is what's better, the Marvel Universe or the Power Universe? I'll let you decide.
I don't know. I've been
50 Cent Power Universe is on point.
It's on point right now, dog. I ain't gonna front.
Nah, that's the most trash TV ever, but we
good. Crazy,
that's
though.
How I feel about it, Corey. Yeah, Hawkeye is still better than Power.
Hey, well, anyway, man. I gotta finish wrapping up on Power, though, to really see if it's. If it is good, but we're going to get off that though. But anyway, that'll do it for this episode. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, and all for those that coming back and taking this ride with us and hanging with us. Please leave your comments or what you think. Is the Kingpin going to show up? Are they going to kill off Hawkeye in this series? What's really going to happen with Echo? Look, let us know your thoughts. Before you do that as well, don't forget to like, subscribe to the channel. My name's Corey Roy. You can catch me all over the interwebs at Corey Roy _. Ollie, what do you got to tell him, brother?
Ollie with DA. This is it, podcast. Let's go.
All right. Phenom, what do you got to tell him?
Phenom 202. This is it, podcast, yo.
All right. And last but not least, the lovely Cola. Thank you for joining us again.
Yeah, you got to give us a list.
And Cola, you can tell everyone. You tell everybody, what you got going on, how they can find you, and all that good stuff.
Coca-Cola, Q-O-K-A _Q-O-L-A on Instagram. Also, Life Podcast, L-Y-F _podcast on Instagram. And www.lyfpodcast.com. Cheese and rice. You would think I would know that, right?
That's a new one. That's a new one. I encourage you. Yeah. Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. That's what's up.
All right. Motherfather. Motherfather right here. Like,
sometimes I would say Fragonacle. This Fragonacle boy.
Yeah. We're about to get into our BET sister bag.
Yeah, they do that on BET. The dubs for the cuss words be the worst, yo. So yeah. But anyway, oh man, this is good. Thank you everyone for joining us on this ride. That'll do it on this episode. And hey, that's about it. As I always say, family, that'll do it. You can catch us. We're bringing you that BDE, that Black Dad energy. Don't forget to subscribe to This Is It, and you'll always catch us on the next episode.
Peace. On the single auntie energy.
Yes.
Here we go.
That's it.
You're not going to leave me out.
That's right.
Somebody take some trips. Take photos. No kids.
That's right.
I'm jealous of motherfuckers.
All right, y'all. Peace.